tonight.
WKGC, your local public radio station. This is The Mix. Tori Shea sitting in for Captain Kirkman. Good morning, everyone. We've got a full studio, including my right-hand man, producer Brandon. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I think Professor Kirkman went ahead and just took 4th of July early.
I think he did, too.
Wouldn't surprise me.
That's okay. That's when you have earned those vacation days, you got to use them. You got to get a little R&R time. But there are some folks in the studio that are working very hard this time of year. Panama City Beach Turtle Watch, Joanne Weatherford from the St. Andrew Bay Watch. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
I see you through the crack in my monitors. And you've also brought a friend, Jennifer Sims. From the, you are a sea turtle lighting specialist. You work at University of Florida, the extension office.
Yes.
Fantastic. We'll be talking about the turtles on Panama City Beach and along the Gulf Coast today. And you are right in the middle of turtle season.
Correct.
Are you not? And so give us the progress right now. How many nests do we have? And, you know, how is that compared to last year?
Right now we have 31 nests on our beaches, mm-hmm. and we are ahead of where we were last year at this time.
Great.
And last year we had 57, which was a record. So it looks like we could break that record again this year.
Okay. So you haven't found, does that mean you haven't found all the nests, or does that just mean they haven't laid the eggs yet? Are they still laying eggs?
Yes, they are.
Okay. All right. And they started early from what I heard.
Yeah. Nesting season is May 1st mm-hmm. through October 31st. And they really started early this year, kind of like the very middle of May versus the end of May.
Okay, gotcha. And so we're at 31 now. What happens if you find another?
Then we'll be at
32. Well, very good, Jennifer.
I mean, I had my coffee this morning.
What happens if I find a nest? What should I do?
If you find a nest, you can contact Panama City Beach Police, or
okay.
You can contact Turtle Watch as well. And our volunteers will come out. We'll take a look. We will verify based on tracks that there is a nest present, and we will mark off the area to protect it for approximately 60 days until it hatches.
Okay. I've got a special song for you this morning. We're going to go into more detail throughout the show. Jennifer Sims and also Joanne Weatherford from the Panama City Beach Turtle Watch. So here's the Turtles on 90.7 FM and HD. WKGC, this is The Mix. That's the Turtles and Happy Together from 1967 for our friends at the Panama City Beach Turtle Watch. Thank you, ladies, for being here this morning, Joanne Weatherford and also Jennifer Sims, who say we now have 31 nests on Panama City Beach, and they expect to find, you know, maybe up to 30 more. Something like that. So we're right in the middle of it. If you live on Panama City Beach or you like to frequent the beach, what should we be aware of and to help the turtles? What do we need to be doing? What are people doing wrong? How are people trampling on the turtles?
Our tagline is clean, dark, flat. So I focus a lot on dark. Mm-hmm. If you live along the beach and you have lighting, exterior lighting on your home, we do ask that you turn out the lights when not in use. If you do require the use of outdoor lighting, there is turtle safe lighting that you can use.
Okay. Is it expensive?
It's not.
All right. Good.
It's not. You can get a fixture for around $25.
Okay.
And then an LED bulb, which is around $25 to $30 that will last you
okay.
approximately 10 years.
That's so, not really that much more expensive than a regular light.
Not at all.
Not at all. Pretty much the same.
Now, do different color lights affect turtles as well?
Yes.
Interesting. Good question, Brandon.
That is an excellent question. So the least disruptive light to sea turtles are in the longer wavelengths of light. So that is going to be your greater than 590 nanometers. So you're looking at lights that are more in the amber, orange, red color range versus the blue and white color range.
Okay.
So there is more lighting available than there was, say, 5-10 years ago. So amber LED lighting is what we're using on our grant project mm-hmm. that I'm working on right now. And it doesn't disorient, it doesn't attract the turtles the same way that bright white light does.
And are those lights going in public places, you mean? You're working on a grant to change some of the lighting in the public spaces of Panama City Beach?
Public and private. So my part of the grant is working on areas within 1,000 feet of conservation land. So we're looking at Camp Helen State Park, mm-hmm. as well as St. Andrews State Park. And St. Andrews State Park, it's the FWC has recently worked on, it's underneath the same grant umbrella, but they have recently redone their pier, their mm-hmm. fishing pier there, and so it is now sea turtle friendly. And then I've worked on a couple properties just to the west of there as well.
Great. Now, how did the turtles feel about the 4th of July holiday and the fireworks?
Okay, well, our tourists and locals like to shoot off the fireworks. It adds so much extra litter to our beaches.
Okay, so it's about the litter more than the firing off. Yeah.
Right.
Aren't we going to wake them up? My neighbors had me up all night long.
At this point in the season, we don't have any nests that are close to hatching within a few days.
Good. Okay.
So therefore, they're not as affected.
They're just going to sleep through it.
We hope so.
Okay.
We hope so. They're still developing. So not a lot of research has been done, I don't believe, on the effects of noise to developing sea turtles. I think at this point, it's more of the litter that's an issue. Mm-hmm. Later on in the season, as we get closer to more nest hatching, they can be disturbed by the noise of the fireworks, as also the vibrations can affect them as well through the sand.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, when do they hatch? Tell us when they hatch. How long before they hatch?
Okay. When a nest is laid, it's about approximately 60 days
okay.
before they will hatch. Because we go out, we mark that nest, and there's signs on there that say they are federally protected.
Okay.
And it's like 60 days from approximately from when the nest was laid.
All right. So there could be some hatching as early as the end of July or mid to end of July.
Correct.
All right. Well, we're going to I want to take a quick peek here at traffic because all that rain did cause a little problem in Miramar Beach, and I know they have turtles over there too. So they got drenched, and US 98 at North Geronimo Street is actually closed because there's water over the roadway. And I don't know if the turtles probably liked the rain. Is that's okay with them? They're sea turtles. They're fine.
The nests are fine. They can tolerate moisture. They do breathe air, and the mm-hmm. nests do need to stay relatively dry. But a good soaking rain is completely fine with the turtles.
Okay, great. This is The Mix. We're talking to Panama City Beach Turtle Watch this morning on 90.7 FM and HD. WKGC, your local public radio station. There's Gloria Estefan, a little blast from the 80s and Bad Boys. Some bad boys and girls hitting Panama City Beach, leaving trash from what I hear. Panama City Beach Turtle Watch is with us today, and turtles do not like trash. So tell us what we can do. This is Joanne from the, I'm sorry. Well, we've been chatting here for about half an hour. So Joanne Weatherford, Panama City Beach Turtle Watch. What is your official title? Are you the president?
No, I'm just a volunteer.
Okay, great. And also from University of Florida, Jennifer Sims, who's the sea turtle lighting expert. Hi there. And comedian. So tell us how the trash affects the turtles. And of course, we should be picking up on Panama City Beach anyway. But if you leave trash on the beach, what's going to happen to the little baby turtles?
A lot of times that trash will end up in the water. And you know the single-use plastic bags, when they're in the water, it looks mm-hmm. like a jellyfish.
It does.
And a sea turtle cannot tell the difference. And, you know, sea turtles like to eat jellyfish. So if they see those bags and they eat those bags, it's in their stomach. They cannot digest it.
Oh.
And they think that they're full and they won't eat. And then it will make them sick.
Oh, poor little things.
Yes.
That's horrible. So those plastic bags are the worst.
And balloons, the Mylar balloons, when they come down, those are really bad also. And, like, you know, abandoned crab traps, the, mm-hmm. the rope on that, the fishing line that people will cut off at the, like at the piers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There are containers on the pier to put that, that fishing line in.
Okay.
And it gets sent in and recycled. But a lot of people will just cut the line and that can get wrapped around their flippers and cause damage that they could lose part or all of a flipper.
Right. And there are plenty of trash cans on the beach, too. They're these big blue barrels. You really can't miss them.
You cannot exit the beach without passing a trash
right.
can.
Right. So just take a few extra moments. There are more people or there are more entities using the beach than just you. It's not just there for your entertainment. This is a home for animals like our sea turtles. And, you know, as they eat this trash or run into this trash, I mean, it's devastating.
And straws are pretty bad, too.
This leads us to the straws. You're absolutely right, Brandon. And I've been informed of a straw campaign to ditch the plastic straw. So what should we do? Just tell the person at the drive-thru no straw?
Yeah, you can tell your waiter that when they bring you drinks to give you no straw. Mm-hmm. You can ask restaurants to say only give straws upon request. I mean, for a small child, yes, you would really need a straw, but adults really don't need straws with
no,
their drinks.
No, we're capable of sipping it out of the cup. And then we have these adult sippy cups, too, that are handy, you know, that I use here. I almost tipped it over on myself already. also, restaurants might consider using plastics or paper straws instead. Or you can carry your own metal folding up straw. If you really like to suck your liquids as opposed to sipping them, then just carry your own straw. Yeah. So there's a campaign to skip the straw and save a sea turtle and probably a lot of other sea life too.
Correct.
And is that because they're eating it?
Yes. They're eating it. It's also breaking down. So we have a problem with what's called microplastics. Mm. So it's not necessarily a plastic that you can see, but it is introduced into the food chain. So you've got to think about that when you're eating fish and shrimp,
mm-hmm.
That there's the possibility that those plastics have been broken down to the point where they are now microplastics.
Right.
And so it's harder to clean, harder to see, and harder to filter out.
What do turtles normally eat?
Oh, goodness.
When the plastic bags aren't in the way.
They love crab,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, mollusk, and it really depends on the species. Some species are vegetarians, like the green sea turtle. Mm. They enjoy the seagrass and the baygrass, so they're going to have more of a vegetarian palate,
mm-hmm.
Whereas the loggerheads really enjoy crunchy meals. They like to crunch through, like, conch shells to get the meat out, and the mollusk and the crab. So it really depends on the species as to what they're okay. eating. And then the leatherback sea turtle, they have an appetite for jellyfish.
Mm, so those are the ones going for the plastic bags
they
accidentally.
They all tend to go towards the plastic. Mm. But,
oh, that is a shame. So that makes me realize there are more than one variety of sea turtle on our Panama City beach, or is that just along the
right.
Gulf Coast? How many along the Gulf Coast? Just the two?
Along our area, we have the loggerhead, which is mm-hmm. the most common species. A fun little fact about the loggerheads is that we have a genetic subspecies of loggerheads that are found only in the Northwest Florida Panhandle region. So we have
okay.
very special loggerhead turtles. We also have leatherbacks and greens that nest along our beaches. And every now and then we have Kemp's Redleys who nest.
Okay. All right. Well, we're talking with Panama City Beach Turtle Watch, Joanne Weatherford, and also Jennifer Sims from the University of Florida, who's our sea turtle lighting expert. And if you're just joining us and you live on Panama City Beach, you do want to change those lights over to an amber tone or a red tone to help the turtles. So what happens if you shine the light on the turtle?
They become disoriented.
Okay.
So it's much like if someone were to take a flash photo of you in the dark and you
mm-hmm.
see spots.
Okay.
You can't find your way when you're
okay.
seeing spots. So the turtles will either head towards the light or they will crawl in circles without making it to the water.
Oh, okay. Poor little things. Yeah, it is disorienting to have, you know, a strobe light or something like that. I mean, this can be, strobe lights can be fun at a disco.
Yes.
But not good on Panama City Beach. Donna Summer, Disco Queen, has recently hit number one. And that leads us to our vinyl play of the day. I know she's a, you think, what has Donna Summer done lately? But she's still on the dance charts, and she's remixed her her old hit, Hot Stuff. So that's our vinyl play of the day, and Donna Summer hitting number one on the Billboard dance charts this week with a new version of Hot Stuff. We'll play the old version, though, because that's the one everyone knows and loves. And if you want to get up and disco, that's completely up to you. 90.7 FM and HD. WKGC, this is The Mix on 90.7 FM and HD, your local community radio station, Fontella Bass and Rescue Me. Our guests in the studio this morning are rescuing some turtles, the Panama City Beach Turtle Watch, and Joanne Weatherford and Jennifer Sims, also our turtle lighting expert. I want to ask you guys, what do you say to people that say, well, the turtles don't matter. I mean, they're going to, you know, they're going to evolve or they're going to adapt. You know, what do you say to these folks? Why is this important?
Sea turtles are ancient animals. They were around when the dinosaurs were around.
Mm-hmm.
They have evolved to the best of their ability, but artificial light and plastics and trash and, you know, human obstacles, they don't evolve that quickly,
right,
to overcome all of that. And they're, you know, they're an integral part of the marine system and the ecosystem. And anytime you have an animal that is threatened or endangered, you take a look at the whole balance of everything. And so it's really important to keep that balance in place.
Right. Okay. Brandon, you had a good question while we were off the air, a couple of them actually.
Yeah. So I asked off the air, because I was actually kind of interested in this when we were talking about all the lighting and stuff. If you see a disabled turtle, does the turtle watch go out and help guide them back towards the ocean? Or
yes, if you see a turtle on the beach, mm-hmm. Feel free to call Panama City Beach Turtle Watch or the Panama City Beach Police. They are good at getting in touch with us and responding as well. If the turtle is sick or injured, they will be taken to Gulf World for rehab. Sometimes we have turtles that have not made it, and so mm-hmm. they will wash up, and those will be taken care of as well. If there is a turtle that is on the beach but has just lost their way and is going the wrong direction, we can help them back mm-hmm. to the water.
Okay.
And I know I'm about to get death glares for this, but it is hurricane season. How does that impact the turtles?
Every time we see that circulation on the radar, we just put our hands over our face and we're like, not here, please. As I said earlier about the rain, mm-hmm. The nest can take, you know, a good soaking rain. It can take some waves, but sea turtles breathe air. And when you have sea turtles that are in eggs or still in the nest, they do not have as much air as they do above the sand. So when you have constant wave washover that soaks through the nest and you have standing water in the nest, that does affect the sea turtles and their ability to continue to develop in their nest. So it may halt development at that process if there is too much water in the nest. We also have issues with waves that will wash away the nest. So in that instance, we are not allowed to relocate nest before a storm. We have to let nature do what nature's mm-hmm. going to do. And unfortunately, sometimes that does mean that we do lose nest due to storms.
Oh, that's too bad. But that's, like you said, that's nature, right?
It's part of the life cycle. Mm-hmm.
Give us your number. So if folks that live on Panama City Beach might want to just put this in your phone, that way you're on speed dial as soon as you see a turtle. I mean, folks that do a jog, I mean, there are folks that religiously jog the beach every day. If that's you, hey, help out the turtles if you see one in need, and give the folks at Panama City Beach Turtle Watch a call.
We are going to pull up that number real quick because it's not, I don't have that one memorized, but
your office number. I have your office number. Is that the one you want to give?
Yeah. If anybody has any questions about lighting, mm-hmm. I am happy to answer any questions they may have. If they need resources or if they have questions, where to purchase flashlights for being on the beach, what the importance is for mm-hmm. sea turtle lighting, I am happy to educate and share any information.
Right. Oh, so if you jog at night, lighting, should you bring a red flashlight?
Yeah.
Instead of white, is even
yes.
a flashlight
even
going
a flashlight
to affect it?
Will affect them. Even right. Your backlit screen on your cell phone can also affect sea turtles. So
uh-huh.
If you see a turtle on the beach at night, no flash photos, no photos at all,
right.
no flashlights, turn your lights out, interior lights, close your blinds and your curtains. But yeah, there are red headlamps that you can get. So mm-hmm. if you're out jogging at night, you
right.
can purchase a red headlamp. And the good thing about the red lights, the red LED lights, is it emits the true long wavelength of light.
Mm-hmm.
But also you can adjust to your night vision much easier than you can from white light to darkness.
Right.
So the red headlamp or red LED flashlight if you're out at night on the beach.
Right.
And there's also turtle safe flashlights and turtle safe stickers that you can purchase that will help to filter out some of that white light if you do have a white flashlight. I believe the Walton County Welcome Center offers the flashlight stickers that you can
right.
put on your flashlight that will help to make it easier on the turtles.
Okay. Now, I see a 24-hour Turtle Watch hotline on your website, 888-404-3922. And yeah. There you can call. Now, so it also says if I see turtle tracks, should I need to report turtle tracks if I see them too? Because maybe you haven't found that nest yet. Is that why?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you see turtle tracks and you follow them and there's not a 10 by 10 foot area staked off on the beach, then therefore we have not located that nest yet.
I see. So, is it staked off? What color tape is it?
We have yellow caution tape, and then usually it is like a pink survey tape that's also around it, and then there is a big yellow plaque on at least one, if not two, of the stakes that identify it as a sea turtle nest, and that it's a federally protected species, and all the legal jargon
okay.
there for
all right. So if protection. We see tracks, but we don't see anything cordoned off, like in that general vicinity, we need to notify you.
Correct.
Okay, very good. We hope everyone makes it through the 4th of July holiday. Things already started off last night with the show at Bay Point. Tomorrow night, you've got the Grand Lagoon where they shoot them off the bridge there, and you can watch from the, or they shoot them in the water, you can watch from the bridge. And then, of course, the dueling piers, which I know the turtles love that. That'll be the biggest fireworks display in the area there at Pier Park and the County Pier, as well as the Boardwalk Beach Resort. So happy Independence Day. Here's Katy Perry on The Mix on 90.7 FM and HD.